All right, good morning. 7:12, we got a high of what? High of 80 today. Beautiful day, man. Going to be gorgeous. Tonight, clear, low of 62. Friday, mostly sunny, high of 86. Right now, still a little brisk start to the day. It's about 55.
Sit down and relax.
Brock's got the morning dump with trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
Brought to you by Honor Credit Union.
Well, after some issues with France, acclaimed chef, writer, and TV personality Anthony Bourdain's body was cremated in Paris, and this was 5 days after he committed suicide in the town in northeast France. Bourdain's ashes will be returned to the U.S. on Friday for a private memorial service. Bourdain is survived by his mother Gladys, brother Christopher, and 11-year-old daughter Ariane. So, yeah, there was kind of an issue. His mom was saying, "Can you get my son back to me, please? Can you send me his body?" And there was a hang-up. I'm sure there's a lot of, you know, red tape they got to go through, but I'm just glad he's finally getting headed back there so he can be with his family, have a memorial there. Well, everyone knows that ride-sharing has revolutionized the way people get around. Obviously, you got Uber, you got Lyft, really changed the way we look at how we go from place to place instead of the same old taxi service. But it's not all sunshine and rainbows. Obviously, a lot of people who use ride shares are drunk. I know I do. If I'm taking an Uber, there's a good chance I'm either going to get drunk or I'm drunk already. So that can cause some problems because sometimes drunk people aren't the best customers to have. All right? You hear horror stories about Uber drivers having to... Every Uber driver I've talked to has said he's had people throw up in their car. He or she's had people throw up in their cars, be belligerent. It's not great. So now they're working on technology that would track its users' ability to interact and to also see how drunk they are. So the driver can see how drunk you are before they pick you up and before you get in their car. All right, because this is not a company vehicle. It's their personal vehicle that you're getting a ride in. So that'd be pretty interesting. All right, Dave's here to pick you up. Blow in this, please. Before you get in my car, you're too drunk. There is a 90% chance you're going to throw up in my vehicle. I ain't taking you. Wait a little bit. If you're back down to 80, maybe I'll give you a ride. Ooh, this might cut into it. Or you'll have that guy that's just got a completely, completely plastic-covered car. He's got a rhino line, so it doesn't matter. You can just hose it off after you get out. I don't know, man. I don't think this is going to work. Lastly, some guys think a flashy, expensive car and blinged-out watches will lure in the ladies, but according to a new study, women don't view men who flaunt material things as the marrying kind. Now, if you're looking for a fling, however, that's a different story. A new study found that both men and women agree that a man who flaunts his cars and bling is likely more interested in a brief fling than a serious long-term relationship. So basically, guys, if you're looking to settle down, consider a minivan. Consider a car that's more understated and reliable. Now, if you want a one-night stand, bring the bling. But wait, I thought women weren't the shallow ones. They don't care about that. Yeah, they do. All right. So, guys, if you want to get laid, go rent a Corvette, drive it around. You get a little action on the side. If you want to settle down, find a missus that'll raise the kids, make some warm apple pie. What is it, the 50s? Get yourself a minivan. That's your morning dump. Feel better, don't it?